These daily guided meditations for transcendence are brought to you for free. If you enjoy them and would like to support the channel, you can hop on www.buymeacoffee.com/raph, R-A-P-H, and buy me a coffee or join one of our memberships to enjoy some exclusive perks such as private posts, videos, and podcasts. That's buymeacoffee.com/raph, R-A-P-H. Thank you so much for your generosity and support. Hello, dear friends, dear meditators, welcome back to our journey. Today is day 80 out of a 100 days guided meditation for transcendence challenge. Day 80, that means we're 20 days until the end of this challenge. Congratulations if you've come thus far. I really am very honored to be part of your journeys. 80 days, that is really cool. Celebrate yourself. I would like to celebrate you. Celebrate this challenge also by gifting you with a 50% discount on my course, Transcendence in Meditation. It is a deep dive into transcendence, into meditation practices, theories, philosophies, and more. And if you're one of the first 100 members to sign up, you will get a one-on-one session with myself in private on Zoom. So have a look at that in the description below or in the show notes if you're listening to this on the podcast. But first, let's meditate today, making sure that you won't be disturbed during the entirety of the meditation, approximately 25 minutes. You will get a prompt for contemplation at the end of the meditation, so please do make sure that you'll stay until the end and that you give yourself a 5-minute buffer after the meditation is over so that you have time to use this wonderful space of calm, of stillness that you've created for yourself to ponder on the important questions of life and of our existence. Sit wherever it feels comfortable, either on a chair or directly on the floor, on a yoga block, wherever you're able to sit with dignity, nice and tall, nice and proud, so that you're able to meditate. Remember that physiology precedes psychology and your posture will have a direct impact on your meditation experience, on your experience of life in general, actually. We start these meditations by dedicating it to someone. It can be to anybody that you choose, somebody that you know, somebody that you love, somebody that you don't know, and it can also be to yourself. The way we do this is very simple. We close our eyes, we put our hands to our heart, nice deep breath in through the nose, and on the exhalation, we project our love, gratitude, and appreciation towards that person. In a few moments, you will be introduced to a sound, a vibration. You will put your focus and attention on that vibration, and you will follow that vibration during the entirety of this meditation session. You'll do this as gently, softly, and effortlessly as possible, keeping the sound on the foreground of your mind. When thoughts come, don't engage your ego, don't engage your judgments. This is perfectly normal. It is perfectly natural. It is part of the process of meditation. So don't judge your meditation session. Don't judge yourself, your ability to meditate, and don't judge the thoughts. Don't try to categorize the thoughts, and certainly don't try to eliminate the thoughts. When you catch yourself thinking, go back to the sound as gently, as softly, as effortlessly as possible, putting the sound back on the center stage of your inner personal space. When the sound fades out, let it resonate in your own mind for a few extra moments, keeping it alive, reproducing it in your mind. You may now let go of the vibration. The meditation is over. Take your time to get reacquainted to the sensations in your body. Take a nice deep breath, open your eyes. Stay there, stay seated. While you get reacquainted with the space around you, the lights and colors, with the sounds and smells, I would like to give you a little prompt of contemplation. I will read you a passage from the Tao Te Ching, and I would like you to tell me in the comment section below how this resonates with you. And then throughout the day to contemplate on this section, to journal on it if you prefer also. So it's by Lao Tzu, and he says, "All streams flow to the sea because it is lower than they are. Humility gives it its power. If you want to govern the people, you must place yourself below them. If you want to lead the people, you must learn how to follow them." Of course, there's a first degree, a second degree, a third degree, a fourth degree, and an unlimited amount of different perspectives on how we can interpret this. And think about at least a few of them. Don't get stuck in only one of those perspectives. I'm looking forward to reading you. Thank you for being here. If you've enjoyed this meditation, do hit the like button. This helps people finding us. Have a look in the description below in the show notes for the course, the discounts, ways of reaching me, the free letter, and more. Take care. I'll see you soon. Bye.